A welcome sound has returned to a mountainous region of Mexico, the beating of the wings of millions of monarch butterflies. Researchers say the population of Mexico's monarch butterfly colonies is almost completely back to normal, 1 year after a severe winter storm killed off more than 200 million of the colorful insects. Lincoln Brower, a research professor of biology at Sweetbriar College, witnessed both the demise and the resurrection of the monarchs. He says the die-off was caused by a particularly severe winter storm that soaked the monarch colonies.
When they get wet, they lose most of their natural freezing protection. They actually have antifreeze in their blood, but that ruins the capacity to withstand freezing. And then the temperature dropped when it cleared to about -4. And I was there a week after the storm event, and we did some research which indicated that between 70% and 80% of these butterflies were killed. We were wading through piles of dead monarch butterflies that were up to 3 feet deep in places.
And now I understand they've made a remarkable recovery. Is that right?
They have made a wonderful recovery. That is the very good news. But it's also important to put that in context, because one of the reasons why the monarchs were able to come through this is because so many of them migrated to Mexico the year before this year, that there were huge numbers there, and even though there was up to 80% mortality, enough of them survived that they could get back to the United States. And then they had a pretty good breeding summer, and then in the fall of 2002, enough got back to Mexico so that they're just about at average numbers, as far as we could tell, based on our research there this past month.
So how many are we talking about? What's the current status, population?
We're talking about, the best way to talk about is in terms of the area that they occupy. And they occur on 12 different mountain ranges in tiny little areas. And the average total area occupied is around 20 acres. This year, it's down a little bit below, maybe about 18 acres. So they did bounce back. But as we have pointed out in the past, tree thinning in the area is ruining the habitat where these butterflies overwinter. And a week ago, I was there walking into the area where the butterflies were last year when we measured all that mortality. There was just super active cutting and illegal removing of trees.
So you feel they're still threatened?
Oh, there's no question about it. The monarch truly is an endangered biological phenomenon. We won't lose the species, but we could lose this beautiful migration and overwintering behavior, which is one of the most remarkable biological spectacles on the planet.
But what are the prospects for this summer for monarch butterfly lovers?
Well, I think they're good. But it depends, again, on the weather in the United States. But the monarch, I've always said this, is a very robust creature. So if there's bad weather in the central part of the United States, in the northern, northeastern area, there may be good breeding. So there are a lot of good things going for monarchs. But deforestation in Mexico is attacking the Achilles heel of this butterfly.
Thanks very much, Dr. Brower.
Thank you.
Lincoln Brower is a research professor of biology at Sweetbriar College.